Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on this, the 15th of October. And it is really good to be back with you again this Sunday morning. And thank you to all of you who so faithfully wake up and to share the morning with me. And it is good to be able to share in the Word of God, which is a living Word, as we serve a living God. Today, in the light of all that's been going on in the world, I was reminded this week as I was praying of Luke chapter 20. And I was reminded where Jesus is approaching Jerusalem, and we're told Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And he said, "If you, even you, had known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it's hidden from your eyes." And it is written, and Jesus spoke those words into completely different context, completely different. And I want to stress that I'm not relating it to today. But the point I want to make is that just as Jesus wept almost 2,000 years ago, I feel God is weeping now, not just over what's going on in Jerusalem and Palestine, but the wars all over the world. And within our own country, we have such a high rate of violent crime and crime against women and children. And I feel that God's heart must be breaking as he looks at all of us. And it was in this space that I then did my evening prayer. And I don't normally do this, but I decided to use the evening prayer that was written by Anna Marie Paulin Campbell. Every now and then I just need that. And so I went there and found it. And she had quoted Jan Richardson's prayer and shared it with us. And I believe that in this time in which we're living, this prayer is something that we need to really look at and hold and value as we move through the days. Remembering, of course, that if we bring the light, we change the environment around us, and that changes the environment around those people and around those people. And as I shared on Thursday morning in the breakfast show, all of us still have power and influence. We're not helpless. And especially as children of God, as we move in the power of God, we have tremendous power and influence. And if we use that for good in our circle, like a stone thrown into the pond where the ripples spread out, so that goodness, that love, that healing, that peace flows out to others around us. So this is the prayer, and I will pause, almost do it line by line. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times. So we need to be those light bearers, no matter what's going on around us, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable. And I have to be honest and say, I can almost not bear to watch the news at the moment. It's almost unendurable. But we need to testify to God's light in those times. We need to bear witness, it says, to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and grief. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes in your heart, a chapel, an altar, where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you. Now how beautiful is that to imagine our hearts as a chapel or an altar where the fire is always lit, the fire of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the grace of God, the joy of God is always a light for all to see, and it can be seen like a fire that shines forth. In unaccountable faith, it goes on, in stubborn hope, in love that illuminates every broken thing it finds. And of course it is love that will heal ultimately. And it is Jesus' love. Jesus was crucified. It is Jesus' love that brings that healing and that wholeness. And I think we really, really need that prayer now. And I think it's a prayer we need to pray, a prayer we need to really spend time with and think about, that we are the light bearers in unbearable times, that we testify to that light's endurance, to God's endurance, that we bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and grief, that our hearts are a chapel, an altar, where in the deepest, darkest night can be seen the fire that shines forth. And having faith no matter what the world looks like, in stubborn hope, in love that illuminates every broken thing it finds. I just feel that we really, really needed that prayer today. It resonated with me. It brought healing for me at this time in our history. So we call to have faith, stubborn hope, be beacons of light, channels of God's healing and love, illuminating all that is broken in a hurting world. And the one thing I'm certain of is that no one and no thing can extinguish the light of the Holy Spirit within us, the light of God within us. As you ponder on those and perhaps have your own thoughts, coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. And I think even as we listen to that, we must say, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on the whole world.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.
Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me on the Mighty Hot 1027. You are listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and it's good to be with you this morning. Now, I've looked at Jesus weeping over Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago, and as I said, that's a completely different context to what we're having now. But I just wanted to pause for a moment and share that reading and look at how God must be weeping over all of us and the way we behave at this time. And I'm going to move now to the readings that were set for today. And the first one was Psalm 99, and I want to read it to you. So the first one is Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. So just pause for a moment and reflect on that. The Lord reigns. The Lord, our God, is still reigning. Great is the Lord in Zion. He's exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. God is holy. So I just thought it was appropriate too that this is a reading actually set for today, this psalm, where we call to remember that God is still God and that God reigns and God is a holy and awesome God. The King is mighty, we are told. He loves justice. You have established equity in Jacob. You have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship as his footstool. God is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished them. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. And the reason why I thought the psalm was appropriate, one, it's reminding us that God is God. God is the God of the impossible. God has this. God reigns. No matter what it looks like in the world, God is still God. But there's also a call here for us, a call for all of us to repent, a call for all of us to repent even the small things we do. I was in the traffic the other day and the car in front of me bumped into the car in front of them in road rage. And I could not believe how they kept bumping into them in absolute fury. And I thought, you're damaging your own car. In your road rage as you bump into the car in front. And of course they got out to settle it and I went past. But I think we all have times when we're angry, when we are not peacemakers. And perhaps now is the time for us to confess it and then become people of prayer and worship. We constantly have to go back to God in prayer and worship. And right now, more than ever, I think we need to be people of prayer and worship. And so we have this wonderful psalm written all those years ago, reminding us that God is still God. God is an awesome God. God's name is awesome. And so we can lift God on high and glorify God's name. Now I want to share one more psalm, and it's a psalm that I often use that brings me great comfort. And maybe today, maybe some of you just need to hear it. It's Psalm 121. And I think this brings me back to spending time with God, praying with God, worshiping God. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And again, it is a reminder for me that we need to look to God, that our help comes from God. God will not let your foot slip. He watches over you. God will not slumber. Indeed, who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So we have this reassurance of God who's always present, who's always watching over us. The Lord watches over us. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. And I want us to pray this prayer. Pray this prayer of protection over ourselves. The Lord will keep us from harm. The Lord will watch over our lives. The Lord will watch over our coming and our going, both now and forevermore. And I think as we look at all that is going on, people are unsettled. People might be a little frightened. You might be feeling a little frightened, anxious, helpless, hopeless. And here today we have these scriptures calling us to come back to God, to recognize that God is still God, to worship God, and to place ourselves under the protection of God, which is something we always need to do. It is my prayer for all of us that God's hand of protection will be over each one of us and all those we love and pray for. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, glorify thy name.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.
Glorify thy name on the Mighty Hot 1027. Good morning, you are listening to Sunrise with Shona. And it is great to be up with you early on a Sunday morning. I've looked at some of the Psalms today. I've looked at Psalm 99 and Psalm 121, and I hope that they will bring you some comfort, as well as sharing a prayer on how we need to be the light bearers, especially in this unbearable time, which many are feeling. I think it's impacting so many people. And so I want to move now to Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica. And it is the reading set for today in what we use, the lectionary. And I do think that there's a message in that for us as well. Paul's writing to this church in Thessalonica, and he begins the letter by offering grace and peace. So it ties into what I was saying, how we have influence and power, and we need to be the bearers of light, the bearers of grace, the bearers of peace, the bearers of love. So Paul begins his letter by offering them grace and peace. Grace and peace, quite scarce in the world today. In the definition of grace, if we want to look at it, and I thought it was a beautiful definition I found, is free and unmerited favor of God, the free and unmerited favor of God. It is the love and mercy freely given to us by God. And so we are called to extend that to others. The love and mercy that God gives to us, we need to extend to others. And then peace, of course, is something that we can experience from God. I've had this myself, a peace that passes our understanding. It's not connected to what's going on in our lives. It's not connected to what's going on in the world. It is a deep, deep peace that we cannot understand that God gives us, and we feel that peace as we are rooted in God. And I felt that on many different occasions. So like Paul, we need to wish each other, even this morning, let's wish each other grace and peace. Even as you're sitting there listening, wherever you may be, just let that grace and peace flow out to you, from you to all around. Now I want to look at the verses from verse 2 to 10. We always thank God for all of you, says Paul, mentioning you in our prayers. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. And I do assure you that I do pray for all of you, and I do thank God for all of you. Those who give me feedback, those who just listen, and for each and every one of you, I thank God. I thank God for the blessing you are. And I do pray for you, and I hope that you pray for me, because we all need to pray for each other. I'm also going to be mentioning in church on today that we need to pray as Christian people for each other. And maybe just the person next to you, just say a prayer for them at this time. We should be people of prayer all the time. We need to be lifting each other up in prayer all the time and asking for God's protection, anointing, and that we'd move in God's power. Paul then mentions three things. He mentions faith, hope, and love. And it just reminded me of the Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. He speaks about the work that this community have produced by faith, their labor prompted by love. In other words, they did this for the love of God, and that's how they produced this work. He speaks about their endurance inspired by hope in Jesus. And there is a call upon us, no matter what we're facing, good or difficult, to continue doing God's work in faith, to persevere, because we love God and we love God's creation. And so we do God's work even in times that are tough, and we need to be people of hope. Going back to the prayer I shared with you, we also, of course, need to be God's hope in a very broken world. What Paul said next is also very important for all of us. He speaks about how the brother and sisters in Thessalonica are loved by God and chosen by God because they received the gospel not simply with words, but with power and the Holy Spirit. And that's an important thing for us to recognize, that we, you, each one of you, and you can say today, I am chosen by God, I am loved by God, and I can receive the gospel, I can receive God's word, not just with words, but with the power that it carries and the Holy Spirit. And I think that to me is tremendously comforting. And I've said before, one of the things of the Holy Spirit is the permanent presence that we are promised of the Holy Spirit. And so we are the temple of God. God's Holy Spirit dwells within us, and God's word is alive and powerful, and we must never forget that. The church in Thessalonica was undergoing severe trials. Paul commends them for receiving the gospel message with joy in spite of their suffering. So they received that gospel message with joy in their hearts. So they were those hearts, those altars that had the fire of God burning within them. And it didn't matter. Well, they didn't allow the suffering that they were experiencing to impact it. Today, we also have to have God's gift of joy in our hearts, no matter what's going on, as we receive God's word and are able to come together and praise God and worship God. Paul goes on to write about how they turned from their idols to worship the living God, the living and true God. As I said right at the beginning, we serve the living God. We serve a living God, the living God for us, who is a God of power, a God of strength. So what does this all mean for you and I? Because I believe God's word is also alive. I believe God's word is powerful. We have the privilege of having the indwelling Holy Spirit. And as I said, we serve the living God. So if we are struggling today, perhaps what this means for us is that we need to remain faithful no matter what the outer side looks like. God is the one true living God. God is powerful. God's Holy Spirit is made manifest in our lives, so we don't have to do anything in our own power. We move and live and have our very being in the power and the love and the grace of God. And therefore, we do need to be agents of peace and love and grace. We call to be witness to the gospel, sharing through the testimony of our lives that God is a God of love, God is a God of grace, God's peace and joy are alive within us, and we need to be sharing that grace and love with all. Now I want to end with something that I have already shared, and just a reminder for those of you who are struggling. Remember, each and every one of us has power and influence, and we are like the stone thrown into a pond. You throw the stone in, the ripples spread outwards. When we share God's grace and love and peace, when we move in the power of God, when we live out of the living scripture and allow scripture to transform us, transfigure us, because it is a living word of God, when we open ourselves to God and we pray and we pray and we pray as we're called to do by Jesus, then God will be able to move powerfully. And hopefully, as we are people of hope, God's love and grace and peace will spread from us throughout the world. So today, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you're all okay. If you need to get hold of me, you can do so on shona@hot1027.co.za. To wrap up this morning, oh, let the Son of God enfold you. And I think that's beautiful. We need to be enfolded by God, and shout to the Lord. God bless.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.